The Levine Museum of the New South is saying goodbye to its staff historian. Brenda Tindall has accepted a position as Director of Education at the Detroit Historical Society. Her last day at the Levine Museum is Friday. While her tenure at the museum was just 2 years, the 36-year-old native Charlottean was present for several significant moments in the city's history. The passing of Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance, House Bill 2, the repeal of House Bill 2, and the police shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. Tindall says the museum always wants to have its finger on the pulse of what's happening in the community, which is why it hosted a town hall for the public to express their concerns and feelings after the Scott shooting. Tindall recalls a packed room of people as she led the meeting.
You know, to see a standing room only audience in that space roughly about 7 days after the shooting was just really, really inspiring, because it told me that people weren't retreating, people weren't shying away from having these difficult conversations, and that they were willing to do it with folks that they otherwise may not even be in the room with.
The town hall also sparked the idea for No Justice, No Peace, an exhibit co-created with community members which documented the city's response to the shooting. Tindall, who curated the exhibit, told WFAE's Sarah D'Elia it's her favorite spot in the museum.
I think No Justice, No Peace, because it was co-created with community members and stakeholders, I think it is an exemplar of the important role that Levine Museum plays in this community. And so to be able to sort of democratize the curatorial experience by including folks like Alvin Jacobs and Tiffany Packer at Johnson C. Smith and her students, and the many voices that we highlight in that exhibit, again, it's just a wonderful example of how Levine Museum has partnered with community. And so to be able to do really what was my first exhibit as staff historian, it makes that exhibit very meaningful to me.
Well, you bring up what happened in September of 2016, the officer-involved shooting death of Keith Scott. And from that shooting came a lot of different community events. WFAE, we've done public conversation events, and there have been others that other organizations have done. We've, and they have, turned to you to be on those panels and to offer your insights and your context. What is it about you that people want to have your context and your insights about that event in particular?
I think it's not just about me. I think it's about Levine Museum and the fact that it has been an important steward of Charlotte's history. And as staff historian, I think people value the perspective that I bring to the table as a Charlotte native and as the staff historian at Levine Museum. I bring an informed perspective in part because, you know, Charlotte is in my DNA, but also because the Levine Museum has really been an important purveyor of Charlotte's history.
You were in a unique position to be a historian, a native Charlottean, covering Charlotte in this role as staff historian during a really pivotal part of Charlotte's history that years, decades from now, we'll still be looking at and its ramifications on the city and the state. What's that like?
It's exciting to know that the work that I've contributed to, because it took a team, I didn't do this by myself, that is for sure, but the work that I was able to accomplish during what really has been only a little over 2 years has been so meaningful. I'm also a community member. So while I have this particular sort of public platform as staff historian, I'm also of the community. I was born here and bred here and cultivated in a lot of ways here. So I feel like it's been a real noble and rewarding opportunity to serve Charlotte in this capacity.
Were there any challenges that you didn't foresee before you took on this role, and then you got into it and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Any surprises or challenges?
Gosh, I would say the challenge is, you know, September 2016. You know, that was both a challenge and an opportunity. And it's challenging because I think anytime, you know, the community is shaken in that way, again, we are reminded of our own humanity. And so in that moment, I'm both a staff historian and a member of this community and trying to make sense of that emotionally and professionally and in so many ways was a challenge.
Why is now the right time to leave?
Gosh, I don't know that there's ever a right time to leave your hometown and to leave a wonderful place like Levine Museum, but I'm 36, unmarried, and if there were a good time to sort of tap into a new opportunity before life just starts to really take over, sort of now would be the time. So it's bittersweet, though. Not a easy decision to make, for sure, but it feels like the right time for me.
That was Levine staff historian Brenda Tindall speaking with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. Tindall's last day at the museum is Friday.